Workbook, Unit 13, Reading and Speaking.
Life downstairs. A housemaid worked very long hours and only had half a day off each week. Rosanna had to start work at 5 a.m. in order to clean and light the fires before the family of the house woke up. Then she laid the table for breakfast while other servants took Rachel and her mother cups of tea and helped them to get dressed. After the family had finished breakfast, the servants would eat theirs downstairs in the servants' hall. This was usually a plain room with simple wooden furniture. The food downstairs was basic, not the rich food from the upstairs dining room. After breakfast, Rosanna would clean the rooms, serve meals, and be on call whenever she was needed. Her day would end after she had served evening tea at about 9:30 p.m. She might sit in the servants' hall to play cards or chat for a while before going to bed. Servants had little private life or free time of their own, so they were interested in everything that happened upstairs and would gossip about the family and their guests. Despite the hard work required of them, servants were paid very little, and there were some families who treated their servants badly. However, in many houses, the servants had great affection for the upstairs family and felt part of a downstairs family, too. Most servants had a safe environment to work in, plenty of food, and a clean bed to sleep in. This was very different from the dirt and poverty that thousands of unemployed people were living in at the time. It was also different from the dangerous conditions in many of the factories. In fact, a lot of people thought that working as a servant for a kind family was a good job.
Reading. The father of the modern English detective novel. Wilkie Collins was born in London in 1824. And his first novel, a historical romance called Anatonia, was published when he was 26. Shortly after this, he met Charles Dickens, and they formed a close friendship that lasted for 10 years and influenced both men's writing. Collins went on to publish 25 novels as well as many short stories, plays, and works of nonfiction. However, he is most well known for the two mystery novels, The Woman in White and The Moonstone. Collins published both mysteries as serials in All the Year Round. When it appeared in the magazine in 1860, The Woman in White was so popular that it became the subject of a song and a play. It even influenced fashion, and many women started to dress in white. 8 years later, The Moonstone was published and earned Collins the title The Father of the Modern English Detective Novel. T.S. Eliot, another famous writer, said that The Moonstone was the first and greatest of English detective novels, and it is still admired by modern crime writers today. An author of many mysteries, Dorothy L. Sayers, considered The Moonstone to be probably the very finest detective story ever written, and many people agree with her. There are several reasons why they think so. One is the way the events in the novel are revealed to the reader. Collins uses different characters to tell each section of the story. The characters have very different personalities and voices, which are interesting and often amusing. There are also several features of the plot which started trends in mystery writing. For example, many detective stories are set in a country house, in a situation where the theft must have been committed by one of the people in the house. The character of a famous detective with an unusual appearance and habits occurs in many books, and an innocent person is often under suspicion at first. A number of modern films have also used the idea of a cursed jewel stolen from a religious statue. And of course, in The Moonstone, and most other good mystery novels, the person who at first seems the least likely to be the criminal turns out to be guilty.
In the 18th century, new farming methods in Britain made agriculture more efficient. This was followed in the 18th and 19th centuries by changes in industry as factories started to use newly invented machines. These two periods in British history were so important that they are known as the agricultural and industrial revolutions. They were times of great economic and technical progress, which also resulted in some huge changes in society, one of which was a rise in crime. Farms could produce more with fewer workers, so people from the countryside moved to the cities to look for work in factories. However, there were not enough jobs for all those who wanted them. As urban populations increased, unemployment, overcrowding, and poverty became widespread. As a consequence of their struggle to survive, many people became criminals. The crime rate rose rapidly, and by 1840, it was higher than ever before. Common crimes were theft by pickpocketing or housebreaking, even though the punishment was extreme. Many criminals were sent to America or Australia, or found themselves living in terrible conditions in overcrowded and dirty prisons. In fact, until 1823, a person could even be put to death for stealing a piece of bread or picking a pocket. History books present the facts, but fiction that was written at the time also tells us what daily life was really like. Wilkie Collins' The Moonstone shows how wealthy people lived, and other writers provided information about different sections of society. For example, Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, explains the great difference that existed between the lifestyles of rich people and those who were poor.